Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Saints All-Pro defenseman Cam Jordan. Cam, we can get to football in a minute. I just want to tell you, hey, thanks for that tweet you sent out last night about the veterans. It was really classy, and as a veteran, man, it meant a lot.
Yeah.
I know you have a lot of tradition in your family of veterans.
Absolutely. You know, you talk about, you know, my uncle served for the Navy, grandpa served for the Army, you know, and as many as USO tours I've been on, just getting that larger appreciation for our troops and really what exactly they're putting on the line here. I mean, you know, it's one thing to say, yeah, I appreciate troops for, you know, everything they've done. It's another to go out there into this world and see them at different bases across multiple nations and see exactly what they're doing for us and how close they are to how close we are to imminent danger and how we're protected.
Cam, have you had a chance to watch the film yet?
Absolutely, man. I mean, nothing's going to make you feel better about, you know, four or five different plays. You know, you've got a long bomb that you wish you could get back. And now, you got about three or four run plays that, you know, you wish you could have back. Things that you talk about gap integrity and holding, you know, holding that within. It's probably, like I said, it comes down to about six different plays that you look back and say, yo, if we eliminate these mistakes, it's something that you know, this is a clear win in our favor. This is a clear title shift. This is something that you have to eliminate early on.
Now, Cam, was that a play y'all were surprised at, the very first play that Ridley jet sweep? It goes like plus 19 yards because we've been pretty stout. It seemed now it's away from you. But it seemed like that was definitely a game plan. They thought maybe, you know, when you set up the first, I don't know, dozen plays, 12, 15 plays, they go, this might work against the Saints, what they've done against the run. Because we were obviously previously giving up 84 yards a game, that 85 in the first half, but 19 on that first play. It just seems like they thought, well, we can outflank the Saints on maybe a handful of runs.
Right. I mean, they had, you know, it was very lateral movement, and you know, when you talk about when you have that, you have to have your edges all cleared up. After watching the tape again, it's something you could wish you'd have back. They started off strong, and we never made them one dimensional. I mean, this is something that we've sort of specialized in, you know, over this past season, is shutting down the run early on and making them have to beat us through the air. And not many teams can do that. And so it's more about what we did wrong than what they did right.
Now, Cam, look, you've had the utmost success against Matt Ryan and the Falcons. I'm just looking at coming into the game. He was sacked 19 times in his seven starts. And last season, we got him nine times. We only ended up with one sack. Was that, you think, because they were able to run the ball that maybe we didn't get after him as much with the pass rush?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, again, you know, we've done so well with making them beat, you know, try and beat us through the air, and that's when you really see a lot of pressure coming through. You know, the saying goes, if you want to have fun, you got to stop the run. You know, you get to a third down where we can really get after them. That's something that has got to be taken care of on first and second.
Now, Cam, this is a question from a fan from 2979. It says, please ask Cam if Lattimore getting hurt early limited him and the rest of the pass rushers and what they could do. And also, how does it affect maybe the front seven when you don't have a cornerback like Lattimore in the lineup?
Yeah, I mean, you know, anytime you lose your top corner, that's doing a hurt a little bit. But again, it's more along the focuses of what we've been able to do to these runs and focusing on our gap integrity in terms of not allowing, you know, gashes to happen. So, I mean, as much as Marshawn going down hurts in the pass game, it's never like we really put them in ourselves in the best position to actually pass rush. You know, it was always third and short or third and manageables. And it's something that, you know, we've been better on in previous games.
Cam, you got Tampa this week. You've played them already once this year. What do you remember about that matchup?
You know, you got Jameis Winston, who's a true competitor. And then, of course, you have Mike Evans, who is having a monster season. You know, it's got to be up to us. I mean, we've got to go ahead and try and shut down and get back to what we know we can do. Making a team, you know, one-dimensional is something that, again, I'm keep preaching about how we make teams go try and beat us to the air, because I don't think many people can do that. This is something that we've sort of put our pride on, being able to get after the quarterback. So when it comes down to it, we got to be able to carry out our game plan and execute it perfectly.
Now, Cam, with all the football that you've played and you've witnessed, when you look and you're trying to win in all phases, obviously offense, defense, and you hear about this and special teams and the hidden yardage and all that, boy, it seems like Deontay Harris is playing with a lot of confidence. I'm looking at that one 19-yard punt return. He had that one kickoff return for 46 yards. Boy, if he keeps doing that, that's definitely a winning formula when you're talking about field position. And it just seems like the fans and your teammates and probably yourself, y'all get fired up when Deontay Harris has an opportunity to return the ball.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this kid came in and you know, was electric. He probably should have had one more TD than
right.
Than he's got on stat books.
That Bears game, yeah.
You know, exactly. You know, he's dangerous. It can be dangerous every time he touches the ball. So, I mean, yeah, of course we're going to feed off that energy.
Saints All-Pro defensive end Cam Jordan, good luck this Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Absolutely.
All right, Cam, thanks.
All right, that's a wrap for Cam Jordan. We'll continue here on the Saints Hour on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.